Thursday, the 11th of September, 11th of Elul, Rabbi David Stern, Kiseitz El Milchama, the Heta of Kadle de Chazile. A
couple of people stopped me over the week in the street and said, you're speaking about the Heta of what? So, just to introduce the subject, there's a Pasuk Gemara in this week's Sedra, in Pasuk Veschanon, Perek Yud, Perek Vav, sorry, Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Yud, which says as follows: "V'hoya ki ve'ach Hashem elekecha lo'oret Hashem nishba la'avitecha, when Hashem will bring you to the land which you swore to your fathers, which is Eretz Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Lotis, Loch, Orim, Gedolos, V'toivos, Hashalev, Nisa, to give you great and good cities which you did not build. V'votim meleim choltuv, houses filled with all goods. Ashalomi later, which you can fill, you walk in there and see pantries full of good food. Voros chatsuvim, ashalechotavta, pits which are dug with wine, kromim vizesim, vineyards and olive trees, ashalonatot, which you didn't plant. Vachalta, the savotas. You shall eat and be satisfied." So, Chazal Darshan from this. These sukim vatim leim koltuv. It's brought down in a number of places. It's brought down in Chulin, Daf Yudzayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Vatim leim koltuv." Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, or Abba Omar Rav, "Kafsele dechazira." This means either kafsele dechazira or kusle dechazira. Rashi says kabla dechazira. Rashi says, "What's the kabla dechazira?" It means chazirim yaveshim shekarim bakinch, which I think in English would be translated as bacon. That means that the Torah over here permitted the Yidden, as they entered Eretz Yisrael and waged the war in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, certainly it's not exactly how long it's extended for, but certainly for the 7 years of Kibush, they permitted them to eat Macholos Asuras, Nevelos Atreifos, Chazir, Kromim Zeitim Asherei Natotos, Klai Akerem, Orlo. Those things which a Yid knows are ordinarily prohibited to eat. When the Yidden fought the wars in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah specifically says, "You will go and you will enter Vatim Lein Kaltuv. You can take what you want. It's all permitted. You can eat whatever you want."
Okay, permitted. What about the food?
I don't know. Good question. But my off-the-cuff answer would be that there's nothing intrinsically wrong. It's only the fact that the Torah forbids it. If the Torah permits it, then there won't be much to be after that.
You see, in Otter Lover, it's going to be Choyter. We haven't said that.
I'm sorry, but it's the prohibition which makes it be Matamtum, and if it's permitted, then it's permitted.
The idea is that it's a special thing. You can see in Rachmanis. The Torah says that. Yeah, it doesn't say that.
I'd like to discuss what Kabla de Chazir is, and that's what I'd like to discuss today. What exactly is the parameters and the gather of this heter, strange sort of heter it might seem. And we'll see that there is a machlokes, it seems, in the Rambam and the Rambam. Now the Rambam is in Shoftim, in Hilchos Melachim, or Melcham Yisayim, Perik Ches. So the Rambam begins the Perik Halacha Aleph saying as follows: "Chalutzei Atzava, the soldiers, kishiyichmasu b'gvul ha'goyim, when they enter enemy territory, v'yichbishu oisam, and they conquer it." And then it either says the Yeshbu Bohen if you go with it with a base, or it says the Yeshbu Mehen if you go with it with a mem, and they will capture from it. Mutter Lohem Lechel Nevelus or Traithus, they are permitted to eat Nevelus which have not had Shchita, Traithus which have got one of the Yutchas Traithus, the Bosa Chazir, for that matter Chazir itself, or Kiyotzeboy, and anything similar to that. Now the Rambam says as follows: Imroi, if he is hungry, Veloi Motso Mayoichal Elo Macholet Elo Asurim. So already we have one proviso here that the Rambam puts down. When can he eat these forbidden macholim? If he's run out of his throwing sandwiches and he's hungry, so then you can eat it. And he says, "If yashmu alondu ubotim leim koltuv or pei chazirim ukiyetsa b'hem." So that's the lashon of the Rambam, and the Ramban in Alatayra. Over there in Parshas Veschanon, quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the Lashon that I just quoted to you, and he says the Ein Zeh Nochon, this is not correct. Shalai v'shul pikuach nefesh oira ovoin bilvad hutah b'shal samukomot. So first he says it's not because of pikuach nefesh, or even a lesser level. Simply, you know, that they're hungry and they, you know, they could survive, but they're hungry, they want to eat this. It's not merely when they're hungry that hutar b'shal samukomot, that the Torah permitted it during the time of war. Elo bat rabba la'acha shekotsu ha'orin ha'gdoles v'ha'tovos. After they conquer these great and good cities, v'yeshvu bohen, he says bohen, or he says, and they dwell in them. Hitir lohem shlaloi v'em, the Torah permits for them the spoil of the enemies. And another thing the Ramban writes, v'loi b'chol chalutei tzov, and this is not said at any time by any soldiers with any war, elo bo'oret asher nishva la'aviseinu lo tishlonu, but rather it's specifically in the land which Hashem promised our forefathers, k'mo shemufurosh b'inyan. So that's the introduction. Then he will give you Bosim Malayim Koltuf. And this, the Mephoshim explain, is a second Hasoga on the Rambam. And the first Hasoga that the Rambam makes is that the Rambam says, when is this heter applicable? Only if you're hungry and you don't find anything else. First, we have to know what that means exactly. Because Pikuach Nefesh obviously would be Mufti. You don't need the Torah to tell you that. We know Chayabayim Pikuach Nefesh Dech Talatera Kula. If it's a new heter, you can eat it, fine. But if it's heter when you're hungry, so what does that mean? How hungry, and why if I'm hungry, I'm not, my life's not in danger? What is the get of a heter? In any event, the Rambam says that's not so. He says it's permitted even if you're not hungry. But the second observation that the Rambam is making on the Rambam is that the Rambam, right, we know there are two types of milchomas. There's Mechemes Mitzvah, which was the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, and then there's Mechemes Rashus, which Rashi says beginning this is Parash, Ketei Tzela Mechomah, Mechemes Rashus HaKosuv Medaber. Now the Rambam doesn't say anything about Eretz Yisrael. He says Chalutzei Atzov, the soldiers, Kishiyichnasu B'Gvul Agoyim, when they enter enemy territory, Mutulam Nachal Avayis Atreifus. So it seems that the Rambam understood the Hesed that was there to extend to any war. We're talking about Bisman, that Yad Yisrael Takifa, any war that the Yidden would do to conquer other territories, perhaps in the surrounding areas of Yisrael, there would be a Hesed of Kavod Chazir. And Rambam is saying that's not so, but like the whole Chalutzei Tzov, no, not with any war. That's the second argument between the Rambam and the Rambam, which means, on the one hand, the Rambam is more limiting in his heter. He says only if you're hungry. On the other hand, he's more expansive in his heter. He seems to say it applies to any war. The Rambam, conversely, says, oh, the heter can be even if you're not hungry. On the other hand, it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. And there is a third seeming machlokes, which would be Meches Chinuch, is medayik, and that is that the Rambam says that the heter is chalutzei hatzava, which means soldiers, which implies that the heter is limited to the soldiers. But when they come, their families afterwards come, they bring in their wives, they bring in their children, there is no heter for them to partake of whatever they find in the pantry there, the chazirim. Chalutzei hatzava, the soldiers have this heter. That's what Meches Chinuch points out. He doesn't expressly say so, but it seems that also that the Rambam disagrees with that. The Rambam says that La'ach shekosh or magdolus, the Yeshuvim hitil shalavim, not of the soldiers, hitil lohem, meaning the Klal Yisrael. So there seems to be a third issue of debate here between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam seems to, in his limitations, limit it to hungry people and only to the soldiers, whereas the Rambam says no, even if you're not hungry, and it seemingly would apply to anyone, to the Klal Yisrael kulo, the women, the children, everyone. On the other hand, the Rambam says it's only limited to the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam says it applies to any war. So we have to understand what is the root of this machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. Now there is a question which the Achronim ask on the Rambam. The Meches Chinuch asks it, and the Tzur Eleven, and they ask from the Gemara Daf Yudayin. Some of you might be familiar with this Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, that Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion, says in the Torah, that Ki Yeruchat, when you enter it, you saw it, says Ki Yeruchat Ha'amokam Ashiach Hashem Lekech Olosim Shmoy Shom V'zovachto Mibikorcho Mitzayinchot. This is the source, the word V'zovachto, for Hilchus Shechita. But we learn it from the Zavachta. The requirement for Jewish slaughter, for kosher slaughter, is learned from the words of the Zavachta. And it's written, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, it would be too far to go to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, then the Zavachta. Now Rabbi Kiva says, interestingly, Rabbi Kiva says that what this means to tell us is that Shechita, the requirement of Shechita, only came into effect when they entered Eretz Yisrael. But for the 40 years that they were in the Midmar, Basar Mechira was permitted. Basar Mechira literally, as he said, is to tear the animal open, but basically it means any method of killing the animal was fine. There was no requirement for ritual slaughter. You could shoot the animal with a bow and arrow, chop off his head, any old cow, and the animal was mutter. Basar Mechira was mutter. When is Shechita required, says Rabbi Kiva, only when you enter Eretz Yisrael. Now, this one is an interesting question. By Rabbi Yirmiyah. And if you know that Rabbi Yirmiyah, throughout Shas, he always has interesting ibayos. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. This is actually a rather simple sort of question, and he asked as follows: Evay boson chiyu shechnisu Yisrael imon la'oret mahu. So what happens the day before they enter at Yisrael? He shot an animal, and then he took it with him. Made a sandwich, took it with him, and they entered Eretz Yisrael. Now they're here, so they've got a shecht animal. So does that only mean that from now you have the shecht animal, but if you carried with you something which b'shaf, you killed it, and in the place that you killed it, in the midwife, it had a hefer, you can still eat that? Or do you say no, it's the permission of Basar Mechira was applicable only so long as you were not in Eretz Yisrael. As soon as you enter Eretz Yisrael, you've got to discard it, you now have to shecht. So that's his question. A vore boston nechir contra bekiva shechnisu yisroel imo lore etzmahu. The poskim actually, Rashi actually says this is not relevant nowadays. It's Rosh Mekabel Schar, yeah? Rashi says here on the Makom, the Rosh disagrees. But the poskim, you know, they quote this, even remember there's a shayla in the 9 days, you know, where you can have Shabbos leftovers. And they show through this Gemara that perhaps since on Shabbos it was mutan, it was cooked for Shabbos, maybe it's permitted in the 9 days in Shabbos. Anyway, that's his shayla Rabbi Yirmiyah. So, says the Gemara, I don't understand. When, Rabbi Yirmiyah, when are you declaring this question? Ilena b'sheva shekovshu. What, immediately, as soon as they enter and they begin the conquest, you're declaring, can they continue to eat the boss and the hero or not? Well, obviously they can. Hashta dova tome ishtru luhu. Dechtiv avotim aleim kol tuv. Va'om Rabbi Yirmiyah barabo marav kafir v'chazira. So boss and the hero. It's not relevant to your question. They can eat nevelis atreifus. So it's not relevant if the boss and the hero remains kosher or becomes otter. Even if it becomes otter, you can still eat Nevelis HaTreifus. So the Gemara has two answers to that. One answer is Elo La'achamikam. You're right, somehow we're talking about a deep freeze. Of other, they could certainly eat what they carried with them for the 7 years of conquest. They can even eat regular Nevelis HaTreifus. But if it lasted for 7 years, La'achas HaKobshu, that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. I suppose this now does make it a bit more strange, the question, but that's the question. 7 years later, would they still be able to eat the boss of Mechira which they brought with them from the Midbar? That's the first earth to Gemara.
7 years
back? That's right.
Pickle.
Or the Ibai thing, that says the Gemara. Alternatively, Rabbi Yirmiyah's question can be as follows. L'oilam b'sheva shekovshu. Yes, he's asking immediately the next day they enter, can they eat it? Ah, you're asking they can anyway eat? Nevelis HaTreifus? No. Ki ishtru luhu. The heter, Rashi says, is votim ashaloi mileiso, it says. That means the spoiled enemy, you'll see something by them, you'll see a piece of chazer in their fridge, that you can eat. Shlal shal oivze kechovim. But did who lo yishtru? The Torah never said, you know, you can start eating your own non-kosher food. What you find belonging to the enemy is shlal oivim, you can eat. So, by the way, we'll come back to this. You see here, a yisoyzdeka difference. The Gemara has got two truths. And did the heter of Kalev the Chazira, the first heter the Gemara held, applied at the time that it applied even to their own supplies? It wasn't limited to what they found, Shlal O'Ivim. And therefore, we have to say that Rabbi Yirmiyah's question is only relevant to Achash Sheva Shekoshu. The second heter the Gemara, in fact, says no, that the heter of Kalev the Chazira is limited to the Shlal O'Ivim, to what they find there, but it wouldn't extend in any event to their own supplies. We'll come back to that. But the question that Torah and Mrs. Chinuch ask is that according to the Rambam, who says that the whole heter of Kavod Chazira is quite limited in its scope, it's only if you're hungry, it's only for the soldiers. So what's the Gemara bothered by? Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking a question: does the heter, which was in the midrash, to the bottom of the chira, does that carry over when they bring it in with them? So you're saying, hey, what you're asking, of course, anyway, they can eat the vegetables. No, but according to the Rambam, the head on vegetables would only apply if they're particularly hungry, or only the children. But Rabbi Yehuda is asking him, if they're not particularly hungry, can they eat the bas mechira? Can the women and children eat the bas mechira? What would be the Gemara's question? That the question of Rabbi Yehuda is not relevant. According to the Rambam, it's certainly relevant because the head of Kadosh Chazir is very limited. So it's a question on the Rambam from this Gemara. Yeah, is that clear? So I'd like to repeat to you a mahalach which Rav Shach, friend of Rocha, writes in Sefer Avi Ezri. And he, as it were, clears the following chakira. How are we to understand the hetzer of kabbat chazira? So there are two ways you can approach this. Does it mean that the Torah suspended at that time and place in history, the Torah suspended the prohibition of machol asuras? Part of the bracha of entering Eretz Yisrael was that you'll find and you'll eat whatever you want. And what traditionally Yid knows he can't eat, Orla and Klaikarim and Chazir and Avelis and Trefus, the Torah suspended those Yisurim. Question that I mentioned to you earlier is exactly for how long, but certainly for 7 years. The Torah suspended those Yisurim, and it's, let's call it Hutra, it's totally Mutter. That's one way of understanding this answer. Or no, and here we come to the idea in the beginning of this week's Parsha, right? Sit till I'm a comma, Lebecho. For Isa Bashiv your Ashes fast tear, Shaktova, for the Kafka, for the Isha. Says Rashi famously, Le Dibra Torah, Elo Kneged Yetzer Hora. The Torah wouldn't permit the soldier, Emea Kushvoch Matira, Isa Eno Be'Isa. And the Torah knew that a soldier has a Yetzer Hora, especially when he sees in the Shivya, Aishis Bastar, and if the Torah permits it, but did require a letter in the Torah. So perhaps the Pshat in the head of Kadla Chazir is similar, which means it's not that Machol Asuras are suspended. No. If you have a particular Yetzer Hara for a particular Machol Asuras, because you're starving hungry, or even possibly if you're not starving hungry as such, but you want that for this Machol Asuras, you have a particular Yetzer Hara for this Machol Asuras, but I'll go upon him, you have a particular Yetzer Hara for it, but did require a letter in the Torah, the Torah says you can take it. That would be the gather of the Heta of a Vossi Malayan Kol Tuv. But not that, you know, Machol Asuras, as it were, don't apply at all in the conquest of Israel. Of course they apply, but specifically, if a person has a particular diet and, as it were, wouldn't be able to control himself in any way, the Torah says it's okay, it's permitted. Yeah? This is a two-study. So, says Rav Shach, look at the Rambam, where we began, Perek Ches, and you'll see the Ram in Halacha Aleph says what we quoted, Chalutzei Atzova, Mutalem lecho and avelus says what's chazir, because it says what's on the kol tov. Halacha Bei says v'chein, and similarly boyel isha the giyusa im tokfa yitzroi. Similarly, there's a heter to take yifas toya, as it says v'ro isa b'shivya eishes faster. So Rambam puts together these two halacha. Says Rav Shach, it is clear from the context in which Rambam writes this halacha, but Rambam understood that the heter of kadosh chazira wasn't a lifting and suspension of Dine Machol Asuras, but rather a specific heter in Tokfa Yitzroi, like he says, V'choshakta, and you wouldn't be able to control yourself, the Torah permits it for you. And similarly, that type of Kadla Chazira, you see this non-kosher food, you see the Klayakarim, you see things which, you know, you wouldn't be able to partake, and here you have this desire, so the desire obviously has to be defined somehow. So what's the definition of the desire? It says, Rambam, hunger. That's the definition. You're very hungry, and therefore you're going to take this because you're very hungry, so the Torah says you can take it anyway. But it's a gather of the Dibra Torah Elo Keneged Yetzer Hara. Says Rav Shach that this would seem to be the machloikas between the Rambam and the Rambam. Now, the Rambam, as we showed, learns it's a gather of the Dibra Torah Elo Keneged Yetzer Hara. And therefore, the Rambam says as follows: when does this heter apply? Imroi, v'lo imot so ma'yerichal, elo macholay seilu. So he's got tremendous yitzhar, he's famished. He's gonna take this anyway, he's got tremendous yitzhar after this, but there it is, you can take it. But obviously, if he still has his sandwiches with him, and he's not terribly hungry, there's no suspension of mechet macholay seilus per se, so obviously, according to Rambam, therefore there is no heter to stamp on it, only if you're hungry. Likewise, the Rambam says, it applies only to the soldiers, because this heter of the Dibur Eletan Eim Torah is specific to the soldiers who have fought and are battle weary, and they have this year Torah Matar mitzvah for them. But for the women and the children, there's no earthly reason why we should go. They don't have this tremendous year Torah, they haven't fought in battle. There's no reason why we should permit them to take the Macholos Asuras specifically for the year Torah of the soldier. So it's limited. On the other hand, says the Rambam, it applies to any warfare, Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Roshus, because it's not a suspension of the Ismach Lassurah at a particular time and place. Why do that? Like the Heter of the Yifas Toyar, Rashi says, is the Mechemes Roshus. So similarly, the Heter of Kavod Chazir, according to Rambam, applies to any war that a soldier is waging, where he has this Yetzer Hara and will want, if he's famished, to partake of the forbidden foods, and the Torah permits it him in any war. Masha'enkin, the Rambam, he understood differently. This is in Pasuk of Chanon, this is Pasuk Yisaitse. It's what asking, there is a heter Yifash Torah of our Pasha. It's a special heter, it's a brocha, as it were. The Torah says, V'hoyo kiviach Hashem alekecha, Hashem will bring you to the land, the promised land. It's a heter specific to the promised land. Mech teitz of any warfare, you should go and take Machalot Torah, or not. It's a hudra which the Torah permitted and suspended the Isra Macholos Torah when you enter Eretz Yisrael, and it's part of the broth of Eretz Yisrael, that there in Eretz Yisrael I allow you to take whatever you want. Votim Elein Kol Tuv, Vorei Chatzum HaSholech HaTov, Tokfam HaSholech HaTov, so they can take what you want. Who can take what they want? Anyone. You don't have to be hungry, even if it just takes your fancy. You can take it, your women, your children, you can all take it. It's not because of a particular Torah that a soldier has. It's a heter that the Torah gives upon entering Eretz Yisrael that you're allowed to take any even Macholos Asuras. Okay, so now we've given a gather to what the Machlokes Rambam and Rambam centers on. The question still remains. Hey, we've got the question of the Gemara in Chulin, but also where would the Rambam get this idea from? I mean, indeed, this is the part of the Talmud, the part of the Yisrael, and who asked the Rambam to compare it to the Heter of Yifas Torah, and that the Redibur Torah is in Yer Torah, and Kimufurush Be'inyan, the Rambam says, the Pasuk would seem to indicate it's a Heter specific to Eretz Yisrael, and it's part of Matmas Eretz Yisrael, and it's a Heter, and it's not Redibur Torah in Yer Torah, it's not specific to when you're hungry, or to the soldiers. So what would be the Makoy of the Rambam to say that that is the Geder of this Heter of Kadla B'Chazira? So, Shach goes on to say that the Rambam understood as follows. What the gather of the Heter of Kadla B'Chazira is would totally depend on whether it applies also to their own food, or whether it's totally limited only to Shlal Ha'oyedim. If it applies to their own food, then Enochanama, it would seem that it's a Hutra. Macholos Asuras are permitted when conquering Eretz Yisrael. When you enter Eretz Yisrael, Macholos Asuras are permitted. Whether it's your own Macholos Asuras or whether it's their Macholos Asuras, it's permitted. But if, as the Gemara and Chulin tells us in the second teretz over there, the heter is only for the spoils you find there, but that which you bring with you, there is no heter. So you could have learned, and that's how I believe the Ramban would learn, that still a gather of Hutra, but the suspension of the Issa was limited to the enemy food, not to your own food. But as Rashach, the Rambam understood that no, if it's limited to what you see there, then the Rambam understood that that means that it's a different gather altogether. Because if were it a suspension of Issa, then it should be universal. Either we can eat Macholos Asuras or we can't. And if we can, then I can't eat my own Macholos Asuras. Elamai, the Rambam thought if it's limited to what you see there, it's because you saw it there. And it's because Veroisa V'choshakta, it's a new type of heter. It's because you see it, and you lust it, and you want it, that the Torah said, okay, you can take it. Your own food? I mean, every person's got a Yetzer Hara, maybe, you know, in a backyard, but the Torah doesn't go permitting some of the, any whim of the Yetzer Hara. Specifically, that which you see by the enemy, you wouldn't have ordinarily be exposed to, let's say, at home, like in the case of the Yifas Torah, that's what the Torah permits. You know, similarly, the heter of Kavnach Hazir, if it's limited to the Shlal O'Evim, the Rambam understood that here, the Gemara, as it were, has a chazora and understands now the heter to be differently, and specifically for the Yetzer Hara to permit it only in what you see over there. And therefore, if that's the case, then the Rambam understands it will be limited also to the soldiers, and would extend to any war, and would be limited only to if you're hungry. So therefore, to come back Now, to the question of the Tur Evan and the Mechas Chinuch, says Rosh Hash, one can say as follows. The Gemara said as follows. Biema asked the question, Yvorei Boston Nechira, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's permitted in the Midbar, and they bring it with them to Eretz Yisrael, can they still eat it or not? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? They can anyway eat it, because there's a Hetzel of Avotim Lein Kol Tulah, Kalach Zeh Chazir is Mutter. At that stage, the Gemara understood that the Hetzel of Kalach Zeh applies even to your own food. So if the Hetzel at that stage of the Gemara applied even to their own food, then it was a Gedah of Mutra. There's no Hetzel Macholach Asur, it applies even to your own food. And if so, the Rambam of course would agree to what the Rambam writes, that it applies to women and children, and it applies even if you're not hungry. And therefore, it's not in no way more limited than what you can eat Bosan Mechira in the Midbar. So the Gemara's question stands. Why do you declare whether you can continue the Bosan Mechira? Even without the Hetzel Bosan Mechira, of course you can eat it, because you can eat whatever you want. Because you can even, the Hetzel applies even to your own food. It's a Gedra Futra. You can eat it even if you're not hungry. The families can also eat it. So the question of how could the Gemara compare the two when the Hetzel Kalach Zeh is limited isn't a question, because at that stage of the Gemara, the Hetzel Kalach Zeh was not limited. But in the second territory of the Gemara, that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yirmiyah's question is relevant even in the Sheva Shonim of Kibush, because the head of Kalach Zeh is limited to Shlal O'Yavim, wouldn't apply to their own supplies, and that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah declares whether the Bos Mechir that they bring with they could or could not eat, because the head of Kalach Zeh is only limited to the Shlal O'Yavim. At that stage, the Rambam understood the Gemara was making an about turn. Ah, it's not a Hutra, it's specifically the Dibatoy Lekanei Tzararam. And the Rambam paskins like the Rambam tends to do, like the second Lashon. And the Rambam understood that the Gemara is now saying it's a Gedav Ledivat of against Torah, and therefore it's limited to soldiers, and only if you're hungry. And Emachanama says Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara could have answered, now that we're making this about turn, the Gemara could have said, Ibo Esema, as it were, you're wrong. It's only for the soldiers, the head of Kalda the Chazir, it's only if they're hungry, because it's only Ledivat of against Torah. Therefore, the relevance of the head of Boston Mechir, and of course Rabbi Yirmiyah's question stands anyway. The Gemara could have said that. The Gemara happened to choose this aspect of Ledivat of against Torah, which is it's only be applicable to Shlal O'Yavim, not to the other. But the Rambam saw in that a general chazora of the underlying hetzer for kabbalat chazira, and paskin like that loshen, and therefore indeed said that taka is limited only to the soldiers only if they're hungry, but extends, as we said, to any warfare as well. So it's miyushev the kasha on the Rambam, because the Rambam still it's toed on the two terutzim of the Gemara. I just want to conclude with one interesting thing which I haven't fully resolved. I'll leave it as a question. But the Ramban in Parshas Matos asks an interesting question. In Parshas Matos, they told the halachas of Kasher and Kalim when they returned from the war with Midian. So they were told that all the bliyas of the Kalim are forbidden. You got to Kasher the Kalim. So the Ramban asked the question, hey, he says this wasn't the first war and the first time they captured. They earlier fought with Sichon and Oig, and it says that they also took spoil. So why were the halachas of Kashering not given earlier? So Ramban says that he says, you know why? The simple reading of the Ramban is as follows. Because Sichon Ba'oig, he says, was part of a land that was promised to us. It's not Eretz Yisrael, it's not on the west, it's not on the east bank, it's not on the west bank, it's on the east bank. But Akabon is part of the promised land, Manasseh and Reuven and God took over there in Eretz Yisrael and Ba'olik. So says Ramban, there you don't need to kasher the kelim. Why? Because you're allowed to eat forbidden food as well. That means, let's say, the requirement of kasher and kelim in Atoyah is only for kelim which are b'nei yomah, right? Once the day is passed anyway, in Atoyah you don't have to. And for b'nei yomah, that means they're still in the process of the war. They wouldn't have need to kasher the kelim anyway, because they could eat forbidden food anyway. Kadda chazir is mutter in the war of the conquest of the promised land. But Midian, that's not part of the promised land, that was still a war. They went to avenge the Kohen Nikmas Hashem Eitan Midianim. So there was no head of Kadda chazir, so those Kalim had to kasher. That's what the Ramban answers the Parshat Matos. Now the Mechas Chinuch asks the question, and he says, that's okay, it's a good answer, according to Ramban Shitoseh, but according to the Rambam, that the Heter applies with any war, so then Lechera, the Heter would apply to the war with Midian as well, so why would they need to kasher the Kalim when they went to fight with Midian either? So the Mechas Chinuch wants to say that if you're Madaik, the Lashon of the Ramban, you look at it yourselves in Parshas Matos, he says that you'll see that the Ramban didn't mean the Chiluk between Sichon Ba'oig and Midian was that this was promised land that wasn't. The Ramban meant something else. By Sichon Ba'oig was land that they conquered, and settled in. And there the Het of Kavod the Chazira applies. Mashing in Midyan, it was an in-out war. They went, they fought, they conquered, and they left. It wasn't a land that they settled in. And the Het of Kavod the Chazira, that's what the Ramban is trying to say, is only in land that you conquer and you settle in, because he's Goyot in the Ramban, not the Yishbu Mehen, they will capture, but the Het is then the Yishbu Behen. And he says, and the Rambam agrees with this, that the Heta only applies to land you settle, not to land you don't settle. Therefore, Midyan wasn't the land they settled, there's no Heta, even according to Rambam. Whereas Sichon Voiva is. That's what the Mishnah Tzumah says, how the Rambam can agree with the Heta of the Rambam. My question is, that I don't understand, according to Rav Shach's understanding of the Rambam, that the Heta is Radib HaSoy like the Yetzer Hara, and applies to any war. In logic, anyway, I don't understand why it should be limited to land that you settle. Maybe it's tailored to go to if it goes to the Yeshu Bohen or if it goes to the Yeshu Mehen, but the logic of the Tibur of the Yisra'el, the same way that the Het of Yifach Toyal applies to any war that they go, and the Shavita Shivyo, by Midyan also was a Shavita Shivyo, they took spoils. Any war you go, the Shavita Shivyo, and you have this Yisra'el, the Torah permits you to take. And this is the gather of the Het of Kadach Nidakund Ramam is likewise, and the Torah should apply the war against Midian as well. Why should there be this limitation of only lands that you actually settle? So l'cha'ira kund Rav Shach, indeed the teretz that Rambam offers in Parshas Matos would not be a valid teretz according to Shitzur Rambam. I want to have to seek a different teretz as to why the Torah only gave Allah was kashering by Midian and not earlier by Sichon Voiv. Al Kaponim, that is to conclude with the title of the Het of Kadosh Chazira. We've established that there seems to be machlokes Rambam and Rambam. Rambam learns it's suspension of the Issa Macholos Asuras and applies to families and applies even if you're not hungry, but it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, whereas the Rambam learns together with Tibur Torah Lekenei Torah, and therefore it's limited to soldiers and only if they're hungry, but conversely it applies to any war that they wage.